Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So are you enjoying your coffee?
I've got tea.
Oh, I thought you said you had a coffee.
Tea. Well, I was, and then I made tea instead.
How does that happen?
I'm afraid.
Oh, you have to be...
Because I wanted tea instead of coffee. Like, I was... Because it all came about because you're having a coffee. And then I was like, oh, that's nice to have with the show. And then I was like, actually, I'm going to have tea instead.
Whoa, that was a tangent.
Yeah. So we should say... I say we should say quite a lot, I think.
You do. It's one of your words.
I think I say that. That's like my catchphrase, yeah. So we should say that this is the first time me and Dave have recorded a show before midday in the history of That's Life.
I know. Can you believe it? It's very early.
Can't believe it. Yeah, I don't know if I can believe it, really. It is a believable thing. It's not like completely wild and out there.
Because we never did even a recording at this time when we were on the trip or anything like that. So this is definitely the earliest time.
But that was pre-That's Life, so...
Oh,
but we've never recorded full stop before midday.
No.
Oh. Do you think that's what we've been doing wrong?
What have we been doing wrong? What do you mean?
Because, you know...
What do you mean wrong?
Well, no one really listens to the show
nowadays. That's because we've been in a transition period. We're going to ramp it up again now, sort of, maybe.
Sort of, yeah. And part of that is we've decided That's Life is going to become more streamlined.
Yeah.
I like that word, streamlined.
Street, it's a good word.
So the shows are going to be half the length that they were before.
Roughly,
yeah.
With a tolerance. Yeah. Within a tolerance.
Yep.
You have to have a tolerance.
It should cut out all of this sort of stuff.
All this,
yeah.
So should we get on with the show?
Let's get on with the show. Play theme tune. I like saying that.
Theme tunes play. Theme tunes play.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
Hello and welcome to That's Life with me, Dave, and...
Me, Tom.
Me, Tom. Very good. Thank you, Tom. And this is the first show we've done for a while. There's a good reason for that. This is kind of our... not exactly relaunch show, but we're getting towards the point of a proper relaunch show. As Tom alluded to in the beginning, this week we're now going for a streamlined or cut down That's Life. It's still the usual That's Life you all know and love, but just a little bit more succinct. Can I use that word?
Yeah, of course. I think the shows do tend to go on a bit sometimes. Like, I think for me and you, well, for me, you don't really... Do you ever listen to the show?
Occasionally.
Not really. Yeah. So for like me, who's a proper fan, I quite like the longer shows because I like the show, but for like our fan and the people that sometimes tune in, it's too long for them, I think. So now it's going to be nice and short, so you don't have to spend your whole night listening.
No, this is now aimed at you. Yes, you, the person on the commute, on the train, in the morning, or even the evening, who knows? So if you had a long day, or maybe not feeling so good, so you're going home at lunchtime, or something like that. This is for you now, so you can enjoy a whole that's you can enjoy your fill of that's life in your commute.
Hmm.
Oh, I finished my coffee now.
Oh no! Are you going to make another one?
I've only got 30 minutes.
I only got 30. We haven't even got that now.
No, not even that. I've got 25 minutes. I'm going to be clock watching this entire show. So, well, yeah, this is the earliest we've done a show, which is quite interesting. It's a beautiful morning here.
Yeah.
Well, it's not really, actually. It's quite great. But the most important thing is where here is. So as we said, in the last show, we said that I was moving back to Jersey.
Yeah.
And that's been done. That has been completed. So
Dave is officially back on the island.
I'm back on the rock. It's going okay so far. I think it's been a bit of a difficult transition period, but we're working through it.
Yeah,
and, it's getting coming together.
So you when you first came back, you moved in back in with your mum and dad.
Yeah.
For about a month or so, roughly.
Yeah, it was a couple of weeks. Yeah, or I think maximum of a month.
Yeah. How did you find that?
Tricky.
Yeah.
It was tricky.
I found it quite hard when I moved back in with my mum when I first moved back here. And I was there for 2 years.
You ended up 2 years.
Yeah before I moved out. But yeah, it is a weird one when you go back home again. You really miss having your own space. And
yeah, exactly.
It's not the same.
No. The difficulty was I was with Kerry as well. So we kind of wanted to get out as soon as possible to our own place, to get out mum and dad's hair, and they continue to do their old thing. So we've moved into a nice apartment that's not too far from, well, anywhere really, because it's Jersey, so it's close to everywhere. But if you want to send the fan mail, the address to send is, it will be in the description. We appreciate.
No, don't tell them now. You're giving me work to do. I'm not going to find out your address and put it in the description.
It's just a quick text mess. Text in the bottom.
Not going to happen, Dave.
It won't take too long.
You tell them the address now, or it's not going in.
But why
do you want them to send? Why do you want to give your address out?
Because I want to receive free things. I want gifts.
Oh,
as the lead co-host, it's only fair.
Well, lead co-host. Yeah. When did this happen?
Since the start.
What? How can you? Why are you lead co-host?
No, you're lead co-host as well.
Okay.
It's 50. It's 50.
That's like having two lead singers in a band.
It says on the website, I'm the lead co-host, and you're also the lead co-host.
It's
all happy. So here we are. So you've seen our flat. Enjoy? Are you looking forward to coming back?
Yeah, I mean, so it's a new flat. It's a newly built flat. So Dave and his girlfriend are the first to live in it, which is quite nice.
It's quite very, very true. Yes, it's very, very first people to sleep in this elevation ever, because there wasn't a building here before. So it's a first for the whole world.
Well, it was a building. It wasn't the building it is now.
But the front was a parking lot, and now our part of the apartments where the parking lot was, so no, there would be no one sleeping this high up. Yeah. There we go. It's been good. We did have a bit of trouble actually with our car, with my car, should I say?
Yeah.
Because when we moved in, so we have an allocated parking space, and when we moved in, we were told your parking space is this number. So okay, great. So we obviously moved in, put the car in, lovely. Oh, it's a decent spot. That'll do. Then a few weeks ago, we had a note on the car saying, "Hello there, we've just moved in. Please move your cars. It's in our spot." So me and Kerry were like, "Well, no, it's not. It's our spot." So we wrote a note back Well, they didn't put who they were or anything, or a number to call them. So it was like, well, I don't know who you are. So we just wrote on the back of the piece of paper and put it, we just wrote, hi, sorry, no, this is our spot. You're wrong. And put it and attach it, put it back in my car, thinking that that was the end of it. They must have made a mistake. So about a week goes by, and I go downstairs to take the car out, and there were two massive cable drums that had been put to the back of the car, behind the car. And I was like, what the hell? We saw someone playing a joke on me or something. I thought, that's not funny. You could have damaged the car, yada, yada, yada. So, I took a photo of it and was like, oh, bloody builders. Because they're still building, so bloody builders messing about. So I pushed the...
So you didn't think that it might have been the person who thought that was their space?
No, I didn't know. That didn't cross my mind.
Didn't occur to you, no?
I thought it was just someone messing about. That was all I could think of. Because in my tenancy agreement says now that that number is allocated to this flat. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, so you're just doing what you thought.
End of story. There's no argument here. So I moved the drums away to another part and then...
another car? So you blocked in another car?
I didn't move another car to another part of the parking lot.
Okay.
And then just, I didn't think anything more of it. Well, if it happens again, then I'll raise a complaint because someone's dicking about. And then a couple of days, and then I went down and check on the car because obviously I knew something funny is going on. And there was an official note in the window from the managing agent of the place saying, "Hi there, you're in an unauthorized spot. Please move the car immediately." And I'm thinking, what? And it threatened like £40 a day penalty if you don't move it. So I was thinking, okay, what the hell is what is actually going on? So I immediately got on the phone to the letting agent who we would take the apartment through, and the lady was like, what do you mean? That's not right. It says on our thing. What that's the number. So I was like, well, yeah, you know. So let me know what's going on. So they hung up. They said, okay, we'll phone up the landlady and get the detail, find out what's going on. She'll check the paperwork. We'll get back to you in the morning. Right. Okay. Fine. Didn't sleep very well that night. I was you know, obviously worrying. I was thinking to myself, oh God, should I move the car to mum and dad's or should I leave it there? I don't want to have to do that. Come the morning, very first thing in the morning, I had a message from the estate agent telling me that I was at the wrong place.
After all
that, someone had cocked up the paperwork and had given me the wrong space of the car in. From what I could tell, it looks like a 9 as could look like a 0, I assume.
Yeah. What number did you have on your contract?
It says 139.
Says 139. 139. But you're supposed to be 130.
That's right, yeah. So 9 is next to 0 on the keyboard. I think someone's made a
mistake.
Bit of a mistake there. So obviously I've ended up inconveniencing someone else who lives here. It's inconvenienced me.
So yeah. I mean, this is why at school it's so important to learn handwriting. I keep saying it, Dave. I keep saying it. Could have happened? You could have got over and punched someone. They could have died. Really, you could have gone to jail. The podcast would have done just as well, but that's not the point. You know,
it would have carried on in prison.
Yeah, probably. You could have scolded me from prison.
Oh, could you imagine? Podcast.
Oh, that'd be great.
That's life in jail. That'll be the next. That'll be the.
Oh.
Maybe that's what it needs. Maybe that's what the show needs. A bit of a.
Yeah. The first podcast, half broadcast in jail.
Oh, God, could you imagine? So, anyway, I've the car is now in the correct parking space. So, that should be the end of it. I hope.
Let's hope, yeah.
I'll have another message soon saying, you're in the wrong space. I was like,
oh,
what?
Oh, God.
It better not.
Well, let's hope that that's that now and all has been sorted out.
We can all move on. So that's good. Apart from that, then, yeah, it's the apartment's pretty good. Pretty good.
Out of throwback. Flashback, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, we've not done flashbacks in a while.
Oh, we can bring. Oh, that's another thing to bring back.
Yeah, another show that we did, another segment we did twice and then never again.
Never returned to it. Well, it's there. Yeah. It's there to be reopened at some point.
It's there.
So anyway, it's lovely to be back in Jersey. I'm, like I say, still adjusting to the island life, but being so close to the beach and everything, it's wonderful, you know. It's
yeah.
You can't beat it.
I suppose you'll feel the effects of that once spring comes back round and you can go to the beach. It's a bit cold to go to the beach now, and you can't really go for a swim unless you're one of those people who swims all year round.
I offered you the other day, and you said no. So, you know, the offer's
I don't. I find it cold when it's sunny and hot. I still find the sea quite cold. So.
Well, it might be warm now.
Will it?
Maybe.
Have you gone and tried it to see what it's like?
Not for a while.
Well, perhaps if you go and you can then come back to me with, you know, a scale of warmth from 1 to 10.
It's minus 10!
It's not even on the scale.
Well, I told you. Oh, dear. I had a dream the other day I went swimming. It's quite interesting.
Oh.
Yeah, I dreamt I was with Kerry on the beach. We had a bodyboard, so we were going out bodyboarding. And then suddenly it got really dark. And I thought, oh, I better get out and go home. And then there were some naked women. But that's normal. That's normal for my dreams. But there we
is
go.
It? Is it? Interesting.
Oh, no.
What?
I've just realised my little model here, I've got a model of an A-Wing from Star Wars. I've broken it.
Hold on. Don't have time for tangenting, Dave.
Hold on. Wait for it. Oh, God.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, okay. Dave, focus. We've only got 11 and a half minutes.
Okay, I'm focused. Okay, right. What do you want to talk about?
We're going to go for a short break. I think we should have a halfway break.
Okay. Okay,
halfway break. So we're roughly halfway, so let's go for a break, and we'll see you after these short messages.
Hey, kids. Don't do drugs. Listen to That's Life instead. We promise it's almost as good.
So, Dave, you have a birthday coming up.
It's not birthday again, is it?
It is. It's already come round, but it's not just a birthday.
Is it not?
It's a milestone birthday.
Oh, Jesus.
So, in 5 days.
Yes, it is.
In five days.
As time of recording, I've got 5 days to go. I've got five days to go
until Dave turns 30.
Ugh.
Not looking forward to it.
Do we have to discuss this?
You put it on the list.
Well, I did put it on the list, but because I felt like I had to.
Okay, well, let's just brief. It's the main thing is we've touched upon it.
We have touched upon it.
Chat.
No, I'm not that salty about it.
Salty.
I'm not
isn't
that
one of the words that young kids use?
Oh!
I don't know what it means.
It means you're annoyed at it. Annoyed, or something like that.
Salty. Oh, insulted. Kids these days.
Yeah, well, there you go. Turning 30. Have I achieved my goals for 30? Well, I said I wanted to come back to the island before I turned 30, so I've done that now. Don't know why I had that in my head.
I have a question for you. So, So when your kid or your... Stop playing with that car.
Sorry, putting it away now.
When you're a child, you have this view of when you turn 30 or being that sort of age. You have a view of what it will be like, kind of. And when you're young, it's like that's like growing up. That's sort of like I'm going to have perhaps wife and kids, a house, that sort of stuff, and a really and a job. Like you might not yet, but you know when you're younger, it seems so far. But you have this view of what you're going to be like. My question is, what did you think you would be like when you were a kid? And do you think you are that person that you envisaged yourself to be?
That's a very good question. It's very depth. I guess is the straight answer. I don't feel very adult at all. I have an impression that adults still are very... You know, they're very serious. They have serious jobs. They do things.
Oh, really?
They watch the news and they get things. You know, they have responsibilities and they get things done, like driving a car and all these type of things. And whilst I do all that and I have all these things, I don't feel in myself very much like that. I still sometimes feel like I'm 12 or something.
Yeah, you know what? I think we all feel like that. So so I don't know about you, but I sometimes have these moments where I will walk down the street or do something and I'll kind of think, oh, that was like quite cool. Like that was like the person I want to be like would do that. Like that's sort of like a thing that I'm aiming to be, and then I'll kind of flash back to what back to just like you're saying, like I'm 12 again or I'm not sure if you know what I'm saying, but like I have like little flashes of that was quite adult of me, or that was quite a cool thing to be. I think that's what I want to be like. I want to be more like that. But going back to what you're saying, I think I think most of us aren't the person we thought we would be.
Oh no.
But I think that's because when we're a kid, we have this view that isn't, you know, it's based on our mums and dads or our
that's teachers, the main person. Yeah, that's the main person you can, I don't know, mirror yourself against.
Yeah.
And you think, right, I'm gonna aim for something right like this. But
yeah.
I mean, obviously, my dad was an electrician.
Yeah,
and I'm no good with that type of stuff.
So. I'm the same as you. I'm no good at that sort of stuff, and I kind of think I should be like my dad can do all these amazing things with wires and plugs and makes things and so I can't. I don't have the first clue about all that stuff.
No, yeah. I mean, I could make, like, after I work, I made my computer and I know how
to.
I don't know how to make a bed, but like, if you ask me to say, change the oil in a car.
example, that's another thing. Like,
I'm like,
cars.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, what is it going this hole? what oil do I buy?
I mean, I know I've got to put the dipstick in one of these holes.
Oh, yes, dipstick, yes.
And then the oil comes out. And
check the tire pressure. Like, I don't know. Is it?
I think I could do tire pressures. I think because I've been shown how to do it all, but I can remember that one.
And you drove a tractor once.
I did, yeah, with the clutch. You had to pump up the oil, the fluid.
Oh yes.
To pump the, for the clutch to work.
Yeah. The clutch fluid. We are the clutch fluid. It's lovely.
That was cool.
We're more. I think it's just your insecurities, isn't it, that bring you back to the 12-year-old.
Yeah.
That I think is right. It's an interesting question.
Do you think you would? Do you want to be more like the person, like you said, that watches the news and does that adult stuff? Oh, right, yeah. But
that's the thing. I do. I do all those things, but I don't know if I take it seriously or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. So you do. So you are kind of the person you thought you would be. You just don't feel like you're that person.
Because I don't. Yeah, because I don't really want to do it. I feel like I have to.
Right, yeah.
You see what I'm
maybe
saying?
Maybe that's what being an adult is. You don't really want to do most of the stuff you do. You just got to do it.
I don't want to go to work today, but apparently someone says I have to.
Yeah, and you've got to iron, and you've got to wash your clothes, you've got to clean.
I've started ironing my clothes.
Have you? That's good. It was about time.
It's about time. Oh, thanks, mate. Yeah, no, I'm learning how to do the iron now. I think it's important to keep a well-ironed shirt.
Yeah. No, I think I think it lets down the whole suit if your shirt isn't ironed. You know.
There we go. There's an adult thing.
There's an adult thing. Yeah. What wise words.
So my birthday in a few days. I've not really got much planned for it. I'm probably gonna go for a meal in the evening, or maybe at the weekend.
What day is it? Thursday.
It is Thursday. It's the day they're switching the Christmas lights on.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh yeah. So, are you gonna go and watch that?
I think that's the plan. Yeah. That's a nice adult thing to do. This is how adult I've become. My mum was asking me what I would like for a present, and I genuinely did not know. So in the end, I said, just get a house plant for the new apartment.
That is adult. That's an adult present, a house plant.
How boring is that?
Yeah, that is. I thought you were going to say Lego then. I thought that was what you were going to say.
Whoa.
That was a present. Sorry, mate. Oh, can I have some Lego?
Sorry.
You all right?
Oh. Yeah, hello, I'm here. Am I still here?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Sorry about that. My computer just decided to turn itself off.
Oh, great stuff.
The screens went off. Okay. Yeah. No Lego.
Hold on. 30 minutes. Right. 30, goodbye, everyone. Nice to see you.
Right, cheers, then. Bye. No. Just finish off that and then we'll call it.
Well, so Dave, I would like to, on the podcast, wish you a very happy birthday for next week. I'll see you before then or whenever.
We'll go for a nice lunch that day. How about that?
Yeah, let's do lunch. What do you want as a present? Don't say a houseplant.
What do I need?
Not what you need. What do you want as a present?
What I want as a present.
Because, you know, it shouldn't be something you need.
Could you get me a rug?
That's not what presents are.
Could you get me a rug to put on the floor?
A rug?
Yes.
I possibly could. What kind of rug do you want?
Yeah, just something to go in front of the television, just as like a living room.
Like a colour? Like what kind of colour? Like a cream rug?
Jensen Button.
Jensen Button rug. Quite specific. Did they even do them?
Let's find out.
I'm sure they must have kids ones.
Oh, get a Silverstone mat. That'll be cool. A little thing of Silverstone.
Okay.
Carrie would love that.
All right. So I'm going to get you a rug/mat with an F1 theme. Silverstone would be good. So do you mean like the track? Do you mean Silverstone branded?
No, you get those mats of the track on, and it's got a little course, and you can get your little toy cars, and you can push them around. And
oh, like a child's mat, basically.
Kind of. Yeah.
That's what you're gonna have for your 30th birthday from your best mate is a child's play mat for his cars, his Lego cars.
it seems so. if you could, that'd be great.
Excellent. I will see what I can do.
Thanks. Well, I look forward to that.
The British duo from Britain give you life. That's life. Dave, Tom, one microphone. Each.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
So to finish to the show, we're going to read out we could just do one of them, actually. So these are actual newspaper headlines from various local newspapers from around the UK. And,
okay.
These are quite hilarious, some of these. And I think it's only fair that, seeing as we're living in Jersey now, we start with a headline from Jersey, the Jersey Evening Post, the JEP.
Okay.
So this is breaking news on, this is April the 12th, 2017, on a Wednesday.
So a year and a half ago, okay. Yep.
Yeah, okay, ready?
Yep.
Fugitive sausage dog causes mayhem.
Yeah, that sounds about right for Jersey. I mean, so, we have loads of those. We have some with puns in them. Like, there was one I saw about a cow, and it was like, it had the word move, but they'd done like move.
Oh yeah.
It's like, really? That's actual news headline?
That's a news headline. I mean, what is, so we could read out one of these every time. What does it even mean? A fugitive sausage dog causes mayhem.
So what did the sausage dog do?
I have no idea. That's all I've got to go on.
Okay.
What could he? So why was he a fugitive? For one, did he sneak? did he sneak aboard the Condor or something?
Where do sausage jobs? Sausage dogs. Sausage dogs come from? Where do they sort of originate?
Where the sausage dogs come from? I don't know. America. Hot dogs.
Because perhaps he fled from there.
Oh, I see. So he's escaped his country and he's come over here, and he causes mayhem
for a new life. And he, you know, like in films where it never goes right, and they, you know, they get caught up in a I don't know, like a killing or something, murder scene. And then they get, like, they think it's him, but it's not him. And then he becomes friends with the wrong crowd. And
next thing you know, it's just mayhem.
He's on the front page of the newspaper.
Crazy. Yeah. On that note, it's time to end the show. We hope you've enjoyed. This has been a bit of a catch-up episode more than anything else. We will be back with another That's Life very soon. So we look forward to joining you then.
You're listening to That's Life with Dave and Tom.
That's Life podcast is part of Britpod Scene, an independent network of uniquely British podcasts that's always growing. Check out BritpodScene.com or follow Britpod Scene on Twitter to find out more.
Up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.